Matura Exam 7. Extended. Exercise 1, page 114. Recording 1.
The diet industry is a multi-million pound enterprise, and hardly a year goes by without some new miracle diet hitting our screens and bookshelves. Basically, they all promise the same thing. Follow these rules and you'll lose weight fast. The truth is, these diets will probably give you the results you want, and quickly. But what's equally true is that you're more than likely to put all the weight you lose back on, and more, once you stop the diet. Quite simply, our bodies cannot cope with sudden weight loss. And what's even worse, these diets could severely damage your health and shorten your lifespan. This is what I plan to talk about here with you today. So let's have a look at the medical evidence.
Recording 2.
If you find exercise a pain, then the Guide to Easy Exercise might seem like the book for you. It's full of ideas on how you can fit exercise into your daily routine. For example, it suggests walking, whether to work, to the shops, or quite simply for pleasure, as an excellent way to get rid of any extra kilos. But that's the problem, really. The book is just a list of things readers are already familiar with. As an exercise book, it adds little to the huge variety of reading on the subject already available for free on the internet. If the publishers are hoping for this slim volume to make it to the top of the bestsellers list, then they are going to be very disappointed. Bestsellers have to catch the reader's interest by introducing some new research and information about the topic. Unfortunately, this book does not do this.
Recording 3.
When my friend bought me an Indian cookbook of wonderful authentic dishes, I couldn't wait to try it out. So I picked out a recipe and planned a dinner party. The recipe instructed me to cook a selection of whole spices in a pan before adding them to the curry. It's called toasting, and it's supposed to bring the flavors out of the spices. Little did I know that toasting spices for too long gives off the most terrible smoke. Soon, my throat was burning, my eyes were watering, and my nose was running. Amazingly, though, my guests loved the food, while I completely lost my appetite because of the smoke. Next time I toast spices, all the windows will be open and I'll wear a gas mask.